From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. Music lovers will recognize this famous passage as the dramatic opening to Richard Strauss's tongue poem, Also sprach Zarathustra. Even more people, especially movie buffs, may know it from Stanley Kubrick's groundbreaking sci-fi classic, 2001: A Space Odyssey. In the movie, it's an almost perfect evocation of the beginning of time itself. Remember the film's opening sequence? It portrays a tribe of ape-like proto-humans who one day encounter a mysterious black monolith. And suddenly, one of these primitive hominids is blessed with a key insight that allows them all to survive. The film seems to theorize that all of human achievement can be traced back to that single moment of enlightenment. And there are analogous theories in real-world science, as opposed to science fiction. One of them deals with the origins of humanity itself. It's the theory that, genetically, every human being who ever lived is actually descended from a single female ancestor, sometimes called the mitochondrial Eve. And we can find similar theories in the artistic world, in particular, the world of opera, an entire art form that seemed to have appeared out of nowhere almost overnight. Early in the 1600s, when opera really didn't exist as we know it today, Claudio Monteverdi composed a drama unlike anything that had ever been done before. It was a work of music and theater that displayed a brand new sort of artistic alchemy. Somehow, it managed to present the straightforward words of its characters and express the anguished, chaotic emotions behind those words, both at the same time and with remarkable clarity and insight. That is, Monteverdi wrote the first opera that actually worked and that still works in today's opera houses. It's called Orfeo, and it just may be the single drama from which all other operas are descended. Rendetemi mio ben, rendetemi mio ben, rendetemi mio ben, On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear Monteverdi's Orfeo from a venue that's given birth to many of opera's greatest works, La Scala, in Milan. Baritone Georg Niegel stars as Orfeo, with soprano Roberta Invernizzi as Euridice, or Eurydice, in a production led by conductor Rinaldo Alessandrini.